feel the R. This week in 30 seconds. Anthropic. $65 billion funding round catapults valuation to $965 billion, just below a trillion, likely the last private round before the IPO. GitHub Copilot. Token-based billing starting June 1st causes costs to explode from $29 to up to $750 per month. Developers respond with open outrage. Claude Opus 4.8. New model recognizes its own mistakes four times better and becomes the first model to break the 10% mark on the legal agent benchmark. AI security. Microsoft Copilot vulnerability allowed file exfiltration via prompt injection. And on TikTok Shop, scammers are using AI-generated fake influencers. Story of the week. $965 billion. Anthropic makes AI history and prepares for its IPO. Just under $1 trillion in valuation and still a private company. Anthropic closed a Series H funding round of $65 billion on May 28, 2026. This is the largest funding round in the history of the AI sector, a signal that reframes the AI bubble debate, even as skeptics rightly point out that the company is still posting losses despite these figures. The post-money valuation of $965 billion is backed by a consortium of Altimeter Capital, Dragoner, Green Oaks, Sequoia, Capital Group, Coatue, and D1 Capital Partners. Strategic investors were far from randomly chosen. Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, the world's three largest chip players, are securing a seat at the table early. Amazon, which had already committed $5 billion in April, rounds out the picture. Claude's latest advancements have driven large-scale adoption among the world's most demanding organizations. Brad Gerstner, Altimeter Capital. The underlying numbers are remarkable. Anthropic already generates an annualized run rate revenue of over $47 billion, with projected growth of 130% through its first profitable quarter. For comparison, OpenAI was valued at $852 billion in March 2026. Anthropic has not only closed the gap, it is now $113 billion ahead. For developers and enterprises, this means Anthropic is no longer a likable underdog. With this capital base, the company can build its own data centers, recruit top talent from anywhere, and iterate on products that challenge OpenAI and Google as equals. Claude in 2026 is a serious infrastructure decision, not a lifestyle choice. Open questions. When does the IPO come, and at what valuation? How will the market respond to a company with a $47 billion run rate that is still posting losses? And does a $1 trillion valuation force different priorities than safety research? Bottom line, valued at $965 billion, with its first profitable quarter in sight and the largest AI chip consortium behind it, Anthropic is 2020 SIXS heavyweight that nobody can ignore. More top stories. GitHub Copilot, from flat rate to usage-based billing. Starting June 1, 2026, Microsoft is billing its AI coding assistant GitHub Copilot by tokens, and developers are in shock. What was previously available for a monthly flat rate of $29 can now cost up to $750 per month. In documented extreme cases, costs explode from $50 to $3,000/month. The developer community is outraged. What a joke. This new usage model is just stupidly expensive. User on Reddit. The real problem runs deeper. Microsoft had for years actively encouraged intensive Copilot usage, training, integrations, evangelist-driven adoption. The switch to token-based billing raises the question of whether the old flat-rate model simply subsidized heavy usage. Microsoft offered no comment by press time. Token-based billing is already market standard with other AI providers. The difference lies in the magnitude of the price shock for existing power users, not in the model itself. So what? Anyone using Copilot heavily must now set token budgets, actively monitor usage, and evaluate alternatives like Cursor or Windsurf in parallel before the first monthly bill arrives. Microsoft's lethal trifecta: files exfiltrated via prompt injection. A critical security vulnerability in Microsoft's Copilot Cowork agent allowed attackers to steal files without any user approval. The attack vector was alarmingly simple, manipulated messages with external images automatically triggered network requests to attacker servers. Through pre-authenticated download links, OneDrive files and email content were fully exfiltrable. Security researcher Simon Willison, who publicly documented the vulnerability, called this attack a lethal trifecta: data access, an exfiltration path, and autonomous action without user consent. All three components combined in a single system. The greatest challenge in designing agent systems is preventing attackers from exfiltrating data. Simon Willison. Microsoft responded after disclosure and closed the vulnerability. But the incident is a wake-up call. The more autonomy an AI agent is given, the more critical security design becomes from the very start. So what? Agentic AI requires security reviews just like classical software development and must be designed according to the principle of least privilege. Anyone deploying agents with file or email access should read Willison's analysis. Claude Opus 4.8, more honest, sharper, and first to cross 10% on the legal benchmark. Simultaneous with the $65 billion round, Claude Opus 4.8 was released on May 28. The focus of the update: honesty. The model not only recognizes its own mistakes better, it communicates them proactively, which makes the difference in complex, exploratory tasks. The technical benchmarks are clear. Opus 4.8 is approximately 4 times less likely to overlook flaws in written code and has become the first model ever to break the 10% threshold on the legal agent benchmark. Pricing remains constant, $5/$25 per million tokens, input-output. Claude Opus 4.8 has noticeably better judgment. It asks the right questions, catches its own mistakes, and builds trust during complex explorations. Tom Pritchard, staff engineer. New features round out the release. Dynamic workflows in Claude Code, parallelizing hundreds of subagents. Effort control in Claude.ai, and system entries in the Messages API for mid-task adjustments. So what? Dynamic workflows alone can fundamentally accelerate agentic pipelines. This update is worth it for any team using Claude Code in production. Quick hits. Briefly noted, DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis warned at Stanford that AI is developing approximately 10 times faster than the Industrial Revolution and represents a species-level transition. He called for international regulation within 5 to 10 years. Pope and AI. Pope Leo XIV published the first papal encyclical on AI. Magnifica Humanitas. Anthropic co-founder Chris Ola responded publicly that external moral voices are indispensable for AI labs, as commercial interests often dominate internally. Grok, the AI chip startup, is seeking $650 million in fresh capital from existing investors, months after its $20 billion deal with NVIDIA under interim CEO Adam Winter. The absence of an external lead investor can be read as a confidence signal from existing backers or as market hesitation. Tool of the week: Mistral Physics AI, physical simulations in seconds instead of weeks. Mistral has acquired the startup MEAI and is launching its own physics AI division. The technology computes physical simulations, classically a task of hours to weeks, in seconds on a single GPU. The system is not a generic LLM, but is specialized for geometric and parametric generalization for aerospace, automotive, energy, and electronics. Engineers iterate on a handful of designs when they should be exploring thousands. Mistral AI. For engineering teams, this opens up real-time digital twins and design exploration at a scale that was simply not possible before. Particularly compelling for anyone who has experienced physical simulation as a bottleneck. To Mistral Physics AI. Fail of the week: AI-generated fake influencers selling Shine products on TikTok Shop. On TikTok Shop, scammers are using AI-generated videos of non-existent influencers to sell low-quality Shine dropshipping products. The Verge documents the pattern as a new deepfake abuse model with racist and economic harm dimensions simultaneously. Platforms are under pressure to better detect and label synthetic identities in commercial contexts. Root cause: generative AI makes it trivial to produce convincing persona videos without budget, without a real person, without legal accountability. TikTok's content moderation is structurally unprepared for the combination of synthetic identity and commercial intent. What we learn: AI disclosure rules for commercial content are long overdue. Platforms must actively detect synthetic identities in shopping flows, not just react after user reports. Anyone using AI-generated content for marketing should treat disclosure as an ethical minimum. Number of the week: $47 billion. Anthropic's annualized run rate revenue in May 2026, with projected growth of 130% through its first profitable quarter. For comparison, Spotify generated around $5.3 billion in revenue during its entire first public year, 2018. Anthropic is running at nearly 9 times that figure, as a still private company, founded only in 2021. Anyone who asked in 2024 whether the AI market is sustainable has their answer written in $47 billion. Reading list for the weekend. 1. Copilot Cowork exfiltrates files via prompt injection. Simon Willison's technical analysis explains precisely why autonomous agents with data access represent a systemic security problem. Required reading for anyone building agents, 10 minutes. 2. Claude Opus 4.8 announcement. Anthropic's own documentation of the new features, including dynamic workflows, explains how parallel subagents are redefining agentic pipelines, 8 minutes. 3. DeepMind CEO warns about AI, Stanford Daily. Demis Hassabi's Stanford Talk in full. A rare look at what the man who built AlphaFold really thinks about AI risks and regulation, 12 minutes. Next week, what's coming? June 1, 2026. GitHub Copilot's token-based billing goes live. First real cost data from the community is expected as early as the weekend. Watcher/GitHub and Hacker News. Anthropic IPO preparation. Following the $65 billion round, initial reports on IPO timeline, underwriter mandates, and S-1 filing are expected. Anthropic has not announced a public date, but signals from the investor community point to Q4 2026. EU AI Act. Further enforcement milestones for high-risk AI systems are approaching. Whether the first companies publish compliance reports will show how seriously the act is being taken. This newsletter was researched and written with AI-assisted support. Images generated with pollinations.ai.